SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel's military has confirmed the release of more Israeli hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Army says the Red Cross transferred the hostages to Egypt late Thursday. They arrived hours after two additional hostages were turned over to Israel separately from Egypt. It marked the seventh straight night of hostage releases under a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. In Washington, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said he hopes the exchanges continue.
We're working at it literally by the hour to see if we can get this seventh day turned into an eighth and ninth and tenth and beyond.
Roughly 140 hostages are believed to remain in Hamas captivity. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican leaders pulled the vote on the impeachment of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from the House schedule.
The House is no longer set to vote Thursday on a resolution to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, introduced by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. It is the second time this month that the firebrand Republican launched an effort to boot the Biden administration official for his handling of the southern border. It's not clear yet why leadership pulled the resolution. A spokesperson for DHS dismissed Greene's latest resolution as a baseless attack. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Electric vehicles are less reliable than cars powered by gas, so says a new survey by Consumer Reports. It found EVs are nearly 80% more likely to have issues than conventional vehicles. It includes problems with electric drive motors, charging, and batteries. A powerful storm may cause the Northern Lights to be viewable from the Salt Lake City area tonight and tomorrow night. Space Weather Prediction Center says the Aurora Borealis may be visible as a large geomagnetic storm is expected to occur. This is SRN News. There's a battle over transgenderism going on in Arizona.
A lawsuit filed by American First Legal accuses the Mesa Public School Board of helping students live as the opposite sex in class without their parents' knowledge or approval. Technically, teachers are supposed to inform moms and dads if their kids are transgender, but the lawsuit accuses the school system of letting students veto that requirement. AFL says the actions of the board are a violation of Arizona's Parents' Bill of Rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Supreme Court is considering whether the state's abortion ban is too restrictive for women with pregnancy complications. The court's scrutinizing efforts to clarify exceptions to the ban, which some women say force them to continue pregnancies despite risk to their health. The Texas lawsuit is among the largest challenges to abortion bans in the U.S. since Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. This is SRN News. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger passes away at the age of 100.
I came here, came to the United States. I was 15.
Henry Kissinger was born in Germany.
And as you can hear today, I spoke no English then.
A Jew, he'd fled the Nazis with his family.
I was kind of a refugee who had to earn a living. The idea of representing the United States as a foreign pawn.
Yet he went on to become one of the commanding figures in U.S. foreign policy of the 20th century. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More U.S. retailers are adopting a policy of no returns this holiday season. U.S. shoppers are expected to return $173 billion worth of holiday purchases, which is a drain on profits. More details at srnnews.com.